Although winter is fast approaching, after that comes the summer schedule at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and now the year-long home of the Tanglewood Learning Institute in Lenox, Massachusetts. With the 2020 schedule just announced, BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe spoke with WAMC about the Learning Institute bringing a Beatle to Tanglewood for the first time and the anniversary celebrations the orchestra will be acknowledging.
There are always anniversaries of note. And in this particular year, we have, just as the Bernstein children came to us and said the 100th anniversary of his birth should absolutely be celebrated at Tanglewood, you know, the musical soul of at least in the West for music. And of course, Isaac Stern would have been 100 this summer. And so we put together a fantastic weekend featuring some of the great violinists of the universe playing pieces that Isaac certainly are associated with Isaac and certainly Isaac would approve of. The other dimension I would quickly that kind of organizes our thinking and helps us structure our summer is it's a big Beethoven anniversary year. So we'll be performing in one weekend all five of the piano concerti with Paul Lewis, one of the great pianists, and that's another weekend. And of course, Andras will be here for 12 programs. And so that's sort of the symphony part of the schedule. And then you throw in the pops. And again, thank God for John Williams in terms of being the soundtrack of our generation and frankly multiple generations. And so we'll be having a performance with the movie Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, with the Boston Pops, playing the soundtrack. And then of course John's coming and hosting his own film night in addition to the Star Wars. So those kind of inform. And of course we close with one of the great conductors, 90-year-old Christoph von Dohnanyi. He's coming back to Tanglewood. He was a student in 1952, and he's coming back to lead the orchestra in Beethoven Ninth to close the festival. So many, many of our favorite artists, Manny Ax, Susan Graham, Yo-Yo, of course, Yo-Yo Ma, Garrick Olson, are coming. And so that all is very much part of the Boston Symphony Tanglewood season.
On the pop and rock side of things, the big name this year that stands out is, of course, Ringo Starr, the former Beatle, as well as acts like Trey Anastasio and Judy Collins and Arlo Guthrie. Talk to me about that. That's quite a lineup.
Well, and we're not done. There's more to come. That's what we have currently contractually committed. But we've been after Ringo for a couple of years, so he is thrilled to come to Tanglewood. And Trey Anastasia, you know, whether it's in the context of Fish or not, he's been obviously a force for a couple decades, and having him at Tanglewood with the Pops is terrific. And Judy Collins, we've had a relationship with her and coming back home, so to speak. And so we're very, very happy we're able to put that together. And candidly, there's more to announce, which we're not quite prepared to at this point in terms of popular artists, that is.
Bringing a Beatle to Tanglewood, I have to ask, are there any other white whales on your list of rock or pop stars you've been trying to attract down to Lenox?
Well, we had Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey, so we've we kind of recreated Quadrophenia and Tommy, so I think that was on the list, so I don't know if the Stones are ever in our future, but that would be of that generation. That would be very interesting. And you know, some of these folks, you know, Grace Slick obviously was at Tanglewood, but it's no longer impossible to bring her back.
So parallel to this is the second season of the Tanglewood Learning Institute at the new Lindy Center on the Lenox campus. Talk to me about that. What's going to be happening during that second season?
Well, we're going to repeat some of the structural elements, but with completely new programming. So we have the big idea, which is, you know, three very dynamic thinkers and speakers discussing ideas of our time, and we're very, very happy to have she's you know, huge star, you know, with Ruth Carter, who has won Oscars and Emmys and all that for her work, and certainly in The Black Panther is probably the most obvious of her great triumphs. Broadcast journalist Soledad O'Brien is going to be with us. Likewise, we have continued folks that were organizing three great weekends, one around Beethoven, with many, many interesting, not just scholars, but people that are really musically involved in performing Beethoven. Likewise, with the Stern Week, we're going to celebrate that with a whole weekend of activity. You know, Isaac was not just a great musician, but the force that saved Carnegie Hall. And I candidly, you know, when I was sitting in Isaac's hotel room, he'd be sitting there watching the Yankees playing scales on his violin talking to me, and the phone would ring, and it'd be Gold in My Ear. I mean, when I was obviously quite young. You know, so he's a force of great, great interest, and certainly was involved with Israel for many, many years, so that certainly will be noted. And then, of course, a third weekend focusing on film, and you know, John and others will be involved in that. There's also various master classes that will be available. Cinematics, we have almost a weekly film that's typically related to the programming of that week, and then we have one day university that features award-winning professors from you know, renowned schools lecturing in Ozawa Hall on August 23rd. So there's elements for everybody in this season.